feel those levels. That's right. The time is 3:07 in the p.m. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin or online on KOOP.org. You are listening to The Mascot Wedding Show, the fastest 45 minutes on radio. I'm David Hatta.
I'm Mac Blake.
This is the show where we open up the phones to the community. I'll take that one.
Correct. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in during today's show, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
How you doing today, Mac?
I am doing good.
Excellent. I am doing great. Thank you for asking. The weather's pretty bad out there. But you know what? We powered through. We drove through that that hellacious storm that cripples Austin every year. But we made it.
We did. We pulled through.
That's what we do for the listening community.
That we do indeed. We just heard some new pornographers off of their album Twin Cinema, and that was Use It Tonight. Oh, dear Lord, I just realized something.
What's that?
I have no idea how to put a collar on the air.
Oh, no!
The reason why I don't know that is because we've been moved to a smaller studio.
That's right. The good folks at Entercom, still good folks.
Yes.
They had an issue with our previous studio. Yeah. They gave it to somebody. I believe they gave it to... Gallagher is in town doing a radio show.
Yeah, he's gonna do a syndicated show, Gallagher.
Yeah. Watermelon Madness, I think.
Something like that.
Doing something like that.
Yep.
Well, of course, a big name like Gallagher, you gotta give him the finest in studio space. So they gave him our old studio, and we are in new digs. Let's just call them new digs.
They're a little bit smaller. Yeah. And we got a new board here, different headphones, different pieces of equipment. And so we're just trying to figure out how everything works again.
Do we have a call? Is that or do you just
are we
just...
talking about that light over there? I don't know what that light means, David.
Oh,
that light worries me. I'll tell you that much.
I think we're in a meltdown, actually.
Tell you what, if somebody wants to call in right now, 472-5667, 472-KOOP, let's light up these phone lines.
You don't even got to say anything. Just be our guinea pig.
Yeah, just
for
be
a
our
few
guinea
minutes.
Pig.
Yeah, we're gonna test the phone lines.
Because we got a hot topic later. It's not about Hot Topic.
No, why did I bring all these Good Charlotte notes?
I know. Why did you bring all those Nine Inch Nails wristbands?
Oh, I've got a whole monologue about The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Why did you bring those stockings with Johnny the Homicidal Maniac on it? And a DVD set of Invader Zim.
How did Johnny the Homicidal Maniac get popular? It's not even a good comic.
I think it's because the guy went on to go do... I think Invader Zim got popular.
I don't even know that one.
It's by the same guy, like Honan. Vasquez.
Hotan? We just heard Hotan filling in for Reverend Chuck Freeman on
That's Soul right.
Talk. Good for her. I didn't know she did a comic.
That's right. It's not her, you idiot. Man, I thought the studio was broken. Her guest was talking super quiet.
Be nice.
No, I'm just saying. The levels must have been... Oh, here you go. We're going to try and put someone on the air.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, feel those levels. That's right. The time is 3:07 in the p.m. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin or online on KOOP.org. You are listening to The Mascot Wedding Show, the fastest 45 minutes on radio. I'm David Hatta.
I'm Mac Blake.
This is the show where we open up the phones to the community. I'll take that one.
Correct. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in during today's show, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
How you doing today, Mac?
I am doing good.
Excellent. I am doing great. Thank you for asking. The weather's pretty bad out there. But you know what? We powered through. We drove through that hellacious storm that cripples Austin every year. But we made it.
We did. We pulled through.
That's what we do for the listening community.
That we do indeed. We just heard some new pornographers off of their album Twin Cinema, and that was Use It Tonight. Oh, dear Lord, I just realized something.
What's that?
I have no idea how to put a collar on the air.
Oh, no!
The reason why I don't know that is because we've been moved to a smaller studio.
That's right. The good folks at Entercom, still good folks.
Yes.
They had an issue with our previous studio.
Yeah.
They gave it to somebody. I believe they gave it to Gallagher is in town doing doing a radio show.
Yeah, he's gonna do a syndicated show, Gallagher.
Yeah. Watermelon Madness, I think.
Something like that.
Doing something like that.
Yep.
Well, of course, a big name like Gallagher, you got to give him the finest in studio space. So they gave him our old studio, and we are in New Digs. Let's just call them New Digs.
They're a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And we got a new board here, different headphones, different pieces of equipment. And so we're just trying to figure out how everything works again.
Do we have a call? Is that... or do you just...
Are we talking about that light over there? I don't know what that light means, David.
Oh.
That light worries me, I'll tell you that much.
I think we're in a meltdown, actually.
Tell you what, if somebody wants to call in right now, 472-5667, 472-KOOP, let's light up these phone lines.
You don't even got to say anything. Just be our guinea pig
for a few minutes.
Yeah, we're going to test the phone lines.
Because we got a hot topic later. It's not about hot topic.
No, why did I bring all these Good Charlotte notes?
I know. Why did you bring all those Nine Inch Nails wristbands?
Oh, I've got a whole monologue about the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Why did you bring those stockings with Johnny the Homicidal Maniac on it? And the DVD set of Invader Zim.
How did Johnny the Homicidal Maniac get popular? It's not even a good comic.
I think it's because the guy went on to go do... I think Invader Zim got popular.
I don't even know that one.
It's by the same guy, like Honan. Vasquez.
Hotan? We just heard Hotan filling in for Reverend Chuck Freeman.
That's right.
Good for her. I didn't know she did a comic.
That's right. It's not her, you idiot. Man, I thought the studio was broken. Her guest was talking super quiet.
Be nice.
No, I'm just saying. The levels must have been... Oh, here you go. We're going to try and put someone on the air.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, geez. First I press that button, and now I turn on the phone. Hello, caller. Nope. Hello, caller.
KOP, you're on the air.
No, that's not happening. What about this? Oh, geez. I don't know. I'm completely lost. Hello, KOP, you're on the air.
Hang on. I'm going to go off mic for a second and lean over, see if I can help.
Okay. Well, see, I turn this up here, and I flip that switch. You see that? That switch is up. F if I know. Oh, jeez.
Start pushing buttons.
I don't want to. I don't want to blow this thing up. This board is tenuous to begin with. Thanks, Intercom.
Yeah.
For the studio.
Although the good news, since they moved us to the studio, you know what? I'm not doing the corporate sponsorship anymore. I think that's a fair trade. No more reading about Bennigan's. No more reading about Charmin toilet paper or anything like that. I'm done.
That's right. Thanks to whoever called in as our guinea pig, and I could not put on the air.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Appreciate it.
You know what? You want to keep trying? Keep trying. What are you doing today? You're sitting at home. Soaps are over. Maury's over. Mopo. That ended at like 1.
Yeah. We'll tell you what. We may ask some more guinea pigs to call in a minute. But first, let me talk about this, David.
Okay.
So you and I were leaving the studio last week.
Right.
And what did we see outside?
What did we see outside?
We were talking right before we got into our expensive luxury cars.
Yes.
And what did we see outside the studio?
I'm drawing a blank. I totally forget.
It was a bird.
Oh, my God. It was a bird. What a bird.
Yeah. Describe what we saw.
It was a vulture, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll tell you what. Let me try and put another person on the phone real quick. This is doomed to failure. Hello, KOP. You're on the air.
Arr. No, you're not.
Maybe they are. Ever thought about that?
Well, then wouldn't we hear them in our cans?
Maybe they're talking, but we just can't hear them in our headphones.
Oh, I don't like that idea.
Hello, caller?
Well, turn that up.
Everything's off.
Oh.
Oh, geez. This is bad news for a call-in show.
This is terrible.
I'm going to be honest with you.
So we're just here to yell at the community for 45 minutes, basically, instead of taking your calls and hearing feedback from you.
Hey, fill some time, David.
Yeah, so there was a vulture.
I mean, don't fill some time. Quality talk.
Even though that's your story, and I don't know where you're going with it, yes, there was a vulture last week swooping down into the parking lot, which I found odd and sort of a bad sign. Like, the same way people see a black cat cross the street and they're like, oh, I can't go that way. Coming out of the studio and like, hey, that was a great show. Yeah, I think so too, Mac. and then seeing a vulture swoop down sort of put a sobering feel to it.
Caller, are you on the air? Ooh.
Oh.
Why is it things walking? Okay, yeah, so we saw that vulture.
Yeah.
And actually, it was eating a squirrel.
Yes.
Like right in front of us.
Yeah.
We didn't even notice we were so engaged in conversation. I was partially lost in your eyes. I'm going to call a spade a spade.
No, I was, I believe, I was riding your shoulders, licking an ice cream cone, much as we do. We reenact the beginning of The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Interesting. And so we, oh, you know what?
What?
Tell you what. Oh, I think I figured it out. We'll do that in a second. Let's finish the story first.
All right.
And what was my comment upon seeing that?
Holy yes.
No, I said, I hope that's not an omen.
Okay.
So later on, I'm driving back to work at International Tomato,
uh-huh.
and I pull into the parking lot, and there's a bunch of pigeons right in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And so I approach them with my car, expecting them to move, because just like George and the squirrel on Seinfeld, we have an agreement.
Well, a social contract, that is correct.
Exactly. And so... But the birds, they were flying away. The pigeons were flapping. But then there was some more flapping. But when the other pigeons flew away, some of that flapping wasn't from a pigeon, David.
What?
It was from a giant hawk that swooped in.
What?
And was attacking a squirrel, not a squirrel, and had clasped this pigeon in its mighty claws.
No.
Yeah. And so the pigeon's kind of squirming in claws of the hawk. And so the pigeon makes a little twist with one of its claws. Pigeon's not moving no mo.
Oh, no.
So,
why would you start off our show with that story?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Oh. Caller. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going? Success.
Wow. How ironic.
So you're on the air, caller.
Yeah, I love it. Love you. Love the show.
Excellent.
What's your name?
My name is Richard.
Richard, where are you calling from?
I work at the tile place next door.
You work at the what place next door?
The tile place next door to where you were.
Oh, okay.
Oh, awesome.
So what, yeah, where are you guys located now?
We can't tell you that. We're deep, we're in a bunker somewhere.
You know where that Rudy's is on Captex?
Oh, yeah.
We're in the bathroom at Rudy's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
And you know what? I'll say it smells great.
Fair yeah.
Place. Well, I'm proud to be the first caller.
Excellent. Well, thanks for calling, Richard.
Got anything going on today, Rich?
Not much. Working in the tile place.
How's
organizing
that?
Tile in like a library of samples. Relaxing, nothing too exciting.
Is that good work? Or you like what you do?
I do love music and I do love radio.
Hey.
And it's the first time I've tuned into your show. So I'm interested to see how it goes and we'll stay in touch.
I'm also interested to see how it goes. And I'll tell you this, Richard, it won't be your last time tuning in.
All right.
That's a promise.
All right, I can't wait to see what you guys got going.
All right, cool.
I'm excited. Thank you very much.
Right. Ooh, excited.
Thanks for calling, Richard.
Thanks for calling in. I like Richard.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run down, buy a whole mess of tile.
Yeah, let's go buy some
tile. He was such a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pallets of it. I don't even know what I'm going to do with it. Might huck it at homeless people.
And so to finish that story. So I saw the first thing, I was like, hope that's not an omen. And then later on, I saw pretty much kind of the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Does that count?
So the vulture was a bad omen for the hawk that you'd see later in the day.
Yeah, I was like, hope that's not an omen. And sure enough, it was, because the same thing happened. But is that really an omen?
No, it's not an omen, but I fear your ability to summon dangerous birds.
Was the second bird an omen?
I would buy that. I would be more inclined to say that the hawk is a bad omen. Perhaps you are going to get eaten later.
What do you think the odds are that neither one are omens?
I actually think that's the leader in the clubhouse right now.
Really?
Yeah.
It just happened?
I think they're just birds.
But I'll tell you this.
Feasting.
So the hawk's in front of me,
uh-huh.
feasting on this pigeon. And so I kind of scoot up in my car hoping it would fly away. Hawk's not moving.
Oh.
Gave me the stare down. Gave me the Cincinnati stink eye. I had to throw that car in reverse. That hawk wasn't moving. I was like, I got a car, but hawk doesn't care.
Well, you could have been the hero of the day. You could have ran over that hawk. And you just said, hey, that was for you, pigeons.
What?
Stay away from my car with your mess.
I don't care about no stinking pigeons. Pigeons aren't the one messing on my car. It's his darn grackles.
I think you've got your priorities mixed up.
I was pro-hawk. I was like, good job killing that pigeon.
I think that's not very nice.
Why? Circle of life, son.
Well, yeah. And then you run over the hawk and cook a delicious dinner.
Ooh.
Hawk chops.
What if I had gotten out, taken the gun that's mounted in the back of my Taurus?
Yeah.
And just blew away the hawk.
That would have been cool. Or if you grab the hatchet that you keep next to the driver's side.
Uh-huh. Sometimes, instead of pulling up my parking brake, I pull up the hatchet by mistake.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing.
You really need to get rid of that.
Oh, no, I don't. So, it's another Thursday edition here of the Mascot Wedding Show. And now that we got the phones working, we want to lay a topic on the table?
Do it!
Because people got to call in. Got to call in 472-5667. What's the topic, son?
The topic is...
Oh, well, hey, you were telling me. Actually, let's set it up this way.
Okay.
Weren't you telling me about something you recently purchased online?
Yes, I was. I recently purchased some tickets to a show.
Oh, no, it wasn't that. It was something on eBay.
On eBay. Oh, wait, which one? I purchased a lot of things on eBay.
All right, well, give us one.
The other day I bought the movie Undertow, the David Gordon Green movie.
Let me ask you this. Your eBay bidding style,
uh-huh.
Do you still do what I do? Which is you scope it out, but yeah. You wait until the last possible second.
Total rope-a-dope. I'm the exact way. I stalk it. I'm in the reeds, like keeping an eye on it, making sure it doesn't get too high.
Uh-huh.
And then 5 minutes to go, it's crunch time. Like all hands on deck, get ready, make sure the modem is nice and running at full capacity. I'm going to swoop in with like 32 seconds to go. Take that.
Much like a hawk killing some pigeons.
Oh, see what you did there?
The pigeon thinks it's safe, right? And then all of a sudden it hears, that's right. And then, you know what? Pigeon doesn't see anything else.
That's right. Much like that copy of Undertow. That I won.
It made me think about, hey, folks, what's your best and worst eBay purchases? Best and worst eBay purchases. However you want to define best eBay purchase, however you want to define worst eBay purchase. It's up to you.
Yeah. It's totally subjective. 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
I mean, maybe you can say best is like, oh, man, I got a really good deal on this one thing. Or maybe worst is, or best is like, I can't believe I managed to buy this one thing. It's so great. So, yeah, best and worst eBay purchases. Because of that earlier phone debacle, we only have about 7 minutes before the break.
Oh,
maybe
geez.
Maybe even less.
Holy
I know.
Lord.
It's a fast-moving show.
Fastest 45 minutes in radio.
What? Oh, yeah, and by the way, thanks to Slappy Pinch Bottom.
Thank you very much, Slaps.
For the extra 15 minutes.
That's right.
So we can live large here.
So do you have tale to tell of eBay fancy?
I could say my best eBay purchase was I was stalking this one item.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pair of game-worn Utah Jazz basketball shorts worn by John Stockton.
Okay, so what's your best purchase?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I let him get away. It was for $50. I was like, you know what, too high. But as soon as that auction ended, I was like, oh, I regret that. And so I bought some, and they were the classic... purple ones.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. I hated John Stockton growing up because I was a Spurs fan. And John Stockton and Karl Malone were these, you know, and Jeff Hornacek.
The holy trinity of evil.
Yeah, they're Spur killers.
Yes.
It's like if you were a Kings fan back when they had Chris Webber and Mike Bibby, you know, they were the Lakers.
Uh-huh.
They were my Lakers, if you will. And so I hated them, but I was like, you know, these are the most famous short shorts in NBA history. I must own them. And so the same seller ended up putting another pair, but they were a different uniform. It was like...
The one with like the mountains on the side?
Yeah, I can't even describe the color. It was like black and then like barf. And so I owned them and I ended up paying more. So in a way it was... I'm still like happy to have them.
Yeah, game-worn shorts. That's awesome.
But at the same time...
Could have those purple shorties.
I'm slightly haunted by it.
I understand. That's fine.
Still though... Still best eBay purchase. Could have been the greatest eBay purchase of all time.
Could have been top eight in the history of eBay.
Yeah, $50, that's all.
Yeah, for shorty shorts.
I actually wore them when I played basketball one time. They're a little tight, though. I don't quite have the slim Gonzaga. Is that where we went to school?
Yes.
The Gonzaga physique of one John Stockton.
But I guess you could say it looks like you got a leg up on John Stockton, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Got a leg up on John Stockton.
You got a leg up on him. I don't understand.
Never mind, Mac.
All right. Do you have a best or worst eBay purchase, David?
My worst is when I was a freshman in college and I was trying to expand my horizons and grow
because
I lived in Houston and my taste in music was lousy.
This story is not about you trying new drugs, is it?
Not yet.
Okay.
I was when I got to college, I was obsessed with catching up, like. I haven't even heard this stuff, or I haven't even heard this group. So I went to eBay crazy. And one of the purchases I made was the Best of the Band. And that is my worst eBay purchase because I learned the day I got it that the band is terrible.
You didn't know about them at all?
No, I mean, I knew, like, I knew their hits.
What's a hit of the band?
The Weight.
How's that go?
Take a load off Annie.
Oh, really? That's
take
them?
Take a load of free.
They are horrible, David.
Yeah, I realized that halfway through Rag Mama Rag. Actual song.
Nice.
So that was the worst. I actually threw that CD away. I didn't even like try to give it to somebody.
Uh-huh.
I didn't try to put it back on eBay. I said, no, I'm doing the world a favor. I'm throwing away the band CD.
This was before iTunes, correct? Anything?
Yes,
like that,
that is correct.
Seeing as how nobody wants to join in this fabulous topic, I'll give my worst eBay purchase.
All right.
And then we got to take a break.
Okay.
When I was in high school, I liked a band called... the Stone Temple Pilots, perhaps you've heard of them.
Yes, STP, of course.
And I liked them so much, I wanted to advertise them on the back of my car. So I bought a sticker.
Okay.
The kind that you put on inside your car, and it's like reversed.
Oh, okay, right.
And so it'll show up. Much like those Calvins that are urinating on things.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I once saw a Calvin urinating on Stone Temple Pilots. This may be the same anyway, without the Calvin part. And so I had this sticker. And besides the fact that I would never, ever put that on my car now.
Uh-huh.
I tried peeling off the backing, and it just wasn't happening. And I ended up getting it all, like, jarbled and taped together. I just threw it away out of anger and disgust. It's like trying to untangle Christmas lights is what it became very quickly. How much did I pay for? Probably $8.
Jeez.
I know, for a sticker.
You could have gone to, like, a head shop and paid half of that.
No, I said it was Stone Temple Pilots, not Sublime.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or whatever.
What is with Sublime these days?
What do you mean?
Like, I can't stop hearing them on the radio. I saw somebody with a Sublime T-shirt the other day. Are they coming back?
They go through phases.
Well, I mean, I know he's dead. Like, but like, yeah. I mean, are they coming back in popularity?
I don't. You know, there was one day where I heard that Natalie Imbruglia song Torn twice, and I hadn't heard that song in 5 years.
She needs to come back.
And do what?
I don't know. Take out my trash.
Paint my fence. All right, tell you what, we got to pay some bills, eh?
Yes, we do.
All right, we shall do that.
We shall pay them thusly, as such.
More of the Mascot Winning Show in a moment.
This portion of co-op programming is brought to you in part by the Blanton Museum of Art. Until March 16th, the Blanton will be featuring South American paintings from between 1600 and 1625 from the Thoma Collection, in an exhibit entitled The Virgin, Saints, and Angels. This exhibit of works during the days of Spanish colonialism traces artistic traditions that evolved as European beliefs and imagery were adapted by the indigenous peoples of the Andes region.
Good Lord.
The missionaries who followed on the heels of the conquistadors taught local artisans how to integrate European art forms and Christian iconography to produce images of God, the Trinity, the Virgin Mary, and saints and angels, which were used in the campaign to win Catholic converts. For more information about the exhibit, you may visit BlantonMuseum.org.
Bow, bow. Oh, man. This portion of co-op programming is sponsored in part by BumperSticker.com. BumperSticker.com offers pre-made and custom bumper stickers, as well as embroidered patches, t-shirts, large format, and full-color printing, and other promotional items. For more information, you may visit BumperSticker.com.
This particular portion of co-op programming is brought to you in part by Emmy Television, Cable Channel 15. This Tuesday, Emmy will be airing an interview with Rowdy Times, DJ of Co-op's Rowdy Hour. Yay! The program, called Hill Country, will feature host Ann Hudson, hello, Martin Times of Rowdy Radio, and Austin musician Roger Wallace, and will air at noon and 10 p.m. on Tuesday, the 26th of February. This is old! For more information, you may visit emmytelevision.com. Perhaps you can find out what that show is all about. There's not another one. There we go. This portion of co-op program is sponsored by The Onion. The Onion is available for pickup at newsstands throughout Austin today and contains features on news and local entertainment. For more information, you may visit theonion.com. We'll be right back. fun. Oh, looks like we got a caller. Hang on 1 second. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, David. It's Craig.
Oh, hello, Craig.
Craig Betancourt.
Yeah, Craig Betancourt, the guy who's been making me read all that lousy ad copy for the past few weeks.
Well, you haven't exactly been playing ball.
What do you mean I haven't been playing ball? Well, I don't like reading those ads. I mean,
we set you up with a pretty good studio, just purely on loaner. All we asked you to do was you read a couple ads, and you couldn't get it done.
Look, I appreciate the studio. We all appreciate the studio. Co-op is very grateful for that. But we're a listener-supported community station. It kind of flies in the face of what we do when we have to read corporate ads.
Well, I hope you enjoy that smaller studio.
Well, I mean, look, we're still very grateful. Yeah, it's not the big studio. I mean,
yeah, I was the one who moved you there.
Excuse me?
Yeah, because you wouldn't play ball with the old Craigster.
Wait a second. What is this even... What is this playing ball? Because we talked to Entercom, and they said we don't have to do the advertising if we don't want to.
Yeah, it was my deal.
I'm sorry, what do you mean it was your deal?
Well, I mean, I thought you might want to make a couple bones. Come on, baby. Just read some ads.
Well, we're not even making a couple of bones. We're just sort of... Yeah, I mean...
All right, well, maybe I was making a couple bones.
Oh, okay. So you were
but
doing...
But you know what? You don't want to play ball with Craig... And I move you to the smaller studio. That's how it happens.
Well, okay. Well, look, that's sort of that's very unfair, actually. That's very unfair. Like, I can't believe Entercom is even letting you do this.
Well, it's not Intercom's decision.
What does that mean?
It's I don't work for Intercom.
You don't work for Intercom, but
I work for their parent company, Dine Air Die.
Dine Air Die. What kind of name is that?
Yeah, Dine Air Die. You've never heard of Dine Air Die?
No.
Maybe you want to turn on Fox News one of these days, get informed.
Fox, I have no idea what you're talking about. What is Dine Air Die?
What kind of name is that anyway?
What kind of name is that?
It's a PowBrev.
A PowBrev?
A power abbreviation? Hello?
Ugh.
You must hate making money.
No, I don't hate making money. I kind of hate lining your pockets, though.
Dine Air Dye stands for Dynamic Hair Dye Corporation.
Okay. Wait, so like, what is Dynamic Hair Dye?
We make men's hair dye.
You make men's hair dye?
Yeah, we do.
And this men's hair dye company owns Entercom?
It's one of many companies we own, all right, baby?
Oh, that
makes... Is that okay with you?
No, it's not okay with me. Well, I mean, look, you can do whatever you want. That's fine. I just personally don't like you, and I don't like reading the ad copy that you made us read.
Well, trust me, you really didn't do me any favors.
What do you mean?
I was up for a promotion at Dine Air Dye, but you really blocked my C when it came to this.
I don't even know what that means. What does blocking your C mean?
Well, it means blocking my C.
What's your C? I don't get it. Like the letter C?
Why don't you figure it out, radio professional?
Oh, I blocked. Okay, well, I can't say that. That's not fit for air. I can't say that.
Yeah, you're not fit for air.
And thank. Wow, that's some laugh you got there.
Yeah, it is. You're probably not used to hearing those laughs because your show's so unfunny.
No, we get plenty of laughs. We get plenty of calls. People seem to like us, I think.
Yeah, you don't get plenty of listeners.
Look, Craig, what do you want? Like, why are you even calling?
Just calling to see if maybe you could play ball with me.
No, I don't.
You know, no. Look, I'll give you one last chance to get on my good side, okay?
I don't even want to be on your good side, but what do you want? If anything to get rid of you.
You won't be able to get rid of me soon.
What does that mean?
When I'm running that station.
You'll never run the station.
I will when we buy it.
Who, Dine Air Dye?
Yeah, Dine Air Dye. Why do you think we even moved your high school radio station to Intercom to begin with, so we could evaluate it?
Okay, first of all, it's not a high school radio station. It's community.
Could have fooled everyone.
Man, that laugh again. You are a real creep, you know that, Craig?
Well, keep it up, buddy, because as soon as I buy this, as soon as Dine Air Dye buys this station, they're going to put me in charge.
And that'll never happen. I will make sure of it.
Yeah, it's going to happen. You won't be there anymore.
Why? Because you're going to fire me? What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
All right, look.
Listen. Hey, listen, David.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Don't call me
sweetheart. I'll give you one more chance to get on my good side.
Okay, what? What is it? Anything to get rid of you.
There's a piece of paper in the studio there. It's got some new ad copy. If you read it, maybe we can work something out. All right, capiche?
All right, hang on. I found this ad copy real quick. All I have to do is read this and I'm done. I'm done with you, right?
You're done with me for now, baby. Because Craig Betancourt's going to be your boss when we buy that station. But tell you what, it's the ad copy. It's right there if you can just read it. Maybe I'll leave you on when I take it over.
I got it right here. Hang on.
It's for Gene Hackman's Funnel Cakes. It's a new sponsor. They're real hot.
Is that even a real product? I've never heard of Gene Hackman's Funnel Cakes.
You got to go to like Whole Foods for that.
When did he start making funnel cakes? I have no idea this existed.
Quarter one of this year, so it's pretty new.
All right. Well, all right, okay. Here's
it's like a tax write-off. He donates money to some sick kids or something. I don't know.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, here we go. I'll read it, and we're done, right?
Yeah, you know it, babes.
All right. Hey, listeners, are you looking for a French confection? No, I'm not reading that.
Oh, come on.
I'm not reading gags about the French confection.
Oh.
That was stupid, and I'm not doing it.
All right, well, that's it. Consider yourself fired when I take over the station.
No, you can't fire me. You're not going to take over the station. None of this is ever going to happen.
I am. I got big plans for that station.
Oh, really? What are your plans for the station?
Well, first, your show's going to be off the air.
Oh, sure, right.
And then all of Thursday. I mean, here's the thing with your station.
Okay.
You know, I dig the whole, like, people want local music vibe, but you're just going about it so stupid.
Okay, what are you going to do that's better? What do you have in mind?
Well, we're going to put on music that people in Austin actually want to hear.
Like what?
So that way, Thursday is going to become Cybill Thur.
Cybill Thur?
It's another PowBrev.
It's another power abbreviation, right. PowBrev. Got it.
Psychobilly Thursday.
Psychobilly Thursday.
Yeah, nothing but Psychobilly music.
Like, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
A little bit of honky, maybe some Flame Trick subs. That's what we're going to... Oh, kids love it in Austin. They love it.
No, Psychobilly Thursday is the dumbest
it's gonna
idea
be,
ever.
Just 24 hours of Psychobilly music.
All day Thursday.
All day Thursday. It's going to be great.
And this is your grand plan to rescue the studio?
Just part of it, buddy.
What else do you got in mind?
All right, well, you know how on Tuesday you got your Spanish language programming?
Yeah, everybody loves the Spanish language programming on Tuesday, yes.
Yeah, we're going to go over something a little bit more profitable.
What do you mean by profitable?
I mean Bruges Twos is what I mean.
Bruges Twos?
Get the microphone out of your ear, okay? I said Bruges Twos.
Bruges Twos?
Yeah.
What's Bruges Twos?
Another PowBrev.
I know.
Hebrew Tuesday.
What was that?
Hebrews Tuesday.
Hebrew Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's... okay, maybe that might work. I don't know. What are you going to do on
Jewish programming?
Jewish programming, right. I figured that out. Why? Well, actually, that's kind of offensive. I don't know if you want to call it Hebrew Tuesday. Or Brew 2, as you said.
Yeah, well, that is what I said. And also, I got big plans for Friday. It's going to be Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, going to be Friday.
And what's Friday?
It's going to be nothing but hair dye talk.
Hair dye talk?
Yeah. We're really going to push that Dynair Dycor product.
No, we are not pushing any Dynair dye product. We're not selling men's hair dye all day Friday.
You don't have a choice. You're going to be gone.
No, we're not going to be gone.
As soon as I buy the station, first thing I'm doing is fire you and your punk friend, and then I'm going to arrest you.
Arrest me for what?
Embezzling money.
We're not embezzling money.
Yeah, Intercom has got a lot of money missing since somebody moved into that studio.
That's not even true.
When I say Intercom, I meant Dine or Die, and it is true.
All right, well, you know what? Good luck proving that, because we haven't stolen $1 from Intercom or Dine or Die or whatever.
Oh, yeah? Well, I have.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I've been the one who's been doing it, and I'm totally going to blame you.
You know, you're on the air right now.
No one listens to your station, idiot.
Well, I'm sure somebody heard that you just admitted to embezzling money from Intercom.
Yeah, nobody did, son. I might as well confess that I did a hit and run yesterday and just drove away.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
There's that laugh again. It's
but no one's going to know because no one listens to your station.
Well, I'm sure someone's going to find out, and you probably shouldn't have confessed to that hit and run either.
Prove it.
Well, you know what? I'll put somebody on it. I'll call the police.
Hey, get ready to go to jail, buddy. Maybe you can do your college station from a jail.
You know what? Good luck. I dare you. I dare you to get us arrested.
Best of luck, punk. Ciao.
But ciao. Ugh. And he hung up. That's because he's a creep. And, wow. So Craig's going to have us arrested, and he's going to buy Entercom, turn it into an all-hair dye station, I believe. It's a lot to swallow. I don't know if I like that very much. What do you think, Mac?
My microphone on?
Oh. What do you think, Talking Mac?
I don't know. That, I would have read the ad copy if I were you.
I'm not reading something for Gene Hackman's funnel cakes.
Look, it was like three paragraphs.
They're stupid paragraphs. Everything we've done, every ad that we've done was stupid. The Red Lobster one was dumb.
If I wasn't tending to business, I would have read it.
Do you remember when we did that Charmin ad? He made you talk like a bear. Was that fun for you?
No, it wasn't, but I don't want to be arrested, David.
We're not going to be arrested. We'll be fine.
All right.
Just stick with me.
All right, I will.
Come closer.
Okay.
Come give me a hug. You gotta take the headphones off.
Can we do it after the show?
Yes, we will hug like mad after the show.
Nice.
All right. Well, I think we're coming up on the end of another episode.
Yep.
Of Mascot Wedding.
We're about to hand over the radio baton to the next show in the new Power Thursday lineup, Slappy Pinchbottom's Odd Preoccupation.
That is correct.
How's it going, Slappy?
Not bad. Get
it to the microphone. What do you got planned for? No, just share this one. We don't know how to turn that one on.
Yeah, no, just share
what do you both. What do you got planned for today?
Well, I think first I'm going to wipe off this baton you just handed to me. If you could do that first before handing it next time.
All right.
Thank you. That would be better.
I wanted us to share a microphone like we're both like crooning into it.
Yeah, I wanted you to be like Bruce Springsteen and Little Steven.
Yeah,
something.
Exactly. And then we'd play back to back.
There you go.
Our sweaty shoulder blades cutting each other up.
All right, let's go. Let's call this call an end to the show. Let's do that. All right, you have been listening to another episode of The Mascot Wedding Show. It's already set. For more information about The Mascot Wedding Show, including podcasts of previous episodes and information about Mac and myself, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Slappy Pinchbottom's Odd Preoccupation is up next.
What are we closing out the show with?
We are closing out the show with a little Creedence Clearwater Revival off the Pendulum album. This is Hey Tonight. Bye, Mac.
Bye, David.
Hey!